USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Mexico's president will hold talks with Vice President Kamala Harris in May to discuss the ongoing immigration issue at the U.S. southern border. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador will meet virtually with Harris on May 7th. Mexico says the president would like to discuss cooperation on the COVID pandemic alongside discussing ways to stem the flow of migrants from Central America to the U.S. Illinois Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy is calling on the Biden administration to release the U.S.'s stockpile of AstraZeneca COVID vaccine to countries experiencing a surge in cases. He said Saturday evening in a statement that the country has 40 million doses, which could be used to combat COVID in places like India and Argentina. And officials in Baghdad say at least 27 people have died and 46 were injured after a pair of oxygen tanks exploded, causing a massive hospital fire. Many of the patients at the hospital in southeast Baghdad were being treated for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Senate Republicans unveiled a counterproposal to President Biden's more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan, proposing a nearly $600 billion package that's limited to physical infrastructure like roads, bridges, and broadband. That's in contrast to some of the measures in the president's plan, like caregiving for the elderly, manufacturing, and others. Senator Steve Daines says there are ways to address the nation's infrastructure needs without having to raise taxes. The Montana Republican tells Fox News there are unused funds from the COVID relief bill that could be used for roads and bridges.
And in fact, we're looking at this infrastructure plan at the moment. There is a path forward with a very significant, you know, $600 billion plan the Republicans are talking about. We could use some of the COVID relief dollars that have already been allocated or redirected. They're not needed. Our states are doing fine. We passed $6 trillion of COVID relief out into this economy. We can redirect some of those dollars for an infrastructure plan. So there's an example. We can do something here without raising taxes and still take care of crumbling infrastructure in our country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden is making plans to travel to Europe. Wendy King has the itinerary from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
He'll attend the G7, NATO, and European Union summits in June. This will be his first trip overseas as president. Biden will first attend the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall, Britain. He will also hold bilateral meetings with fellow G7 leaders, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He will then travel to Brussels to participate in the NATO summit on June 14th. Meanwhile, Biden is meeting in Washington next month with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two leaders have spoken twice by phone. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And a homeless man turned internet sensation is now running for office. Mike Fortier has that story.
Ted Williams was living on the streets of Columbus, Ohio in 2011 when someone recorded him and posted the video on YouTube and titled it A Homeless Man with a Golden Voice.
Say something with that great radio voice.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9.
The video posted by the Columbus Dispatch led to Williams getting work as a voiceover artist, but he's now setting his sights higher. Williams telling a Marion, Ohio radio station that he's running for governor. This isn't new, though. Williams announcing in 2015 to run for president that he says he didn't follow through on. This time, though, he says he's more serious and has a team around him. The Army veteran wants to focus on veterans' needs and education. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.